Hi, my name is Abigail.
And I'm Tenny.
And you're welcome to the Millennial Lady Podcast, brought to you by Jamit FM.
On this podcast, we'll be discussing several issues women face on a daily basis.
Things everyone needs to know about women.
And how we as women can embrace and love ourselves as queens that we are. Hi guys.
Hello, hi.
You're welcome to the Millennial Lady Podcast.
Brought to you by Jamit FM.
Yes, and I'm Tenny.
And I am Abigail.
Yes. So today's episode is on menstrual health and hygiene.
Why did you break it to them like that? I wanted us to wet the ground first, because okay. I know that a lot of guys, when they hear me, they're not wearing the way I dress. They're like, eh? Now what? No way.
If you're a guy listening, you better stay here, because you need to hear these things.
Funny enough, most of the guys I've actually met, they're not really comfortable with the idea. Like, there was one time I went to spend a time at my friend's place, and then my stuff started. And then well, it did. So the guy was like, he said it in a joke manner, but then it was actually stay in my bed.
Okay.
So I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, what kind of statement is that?
No, I feel most times it comes from a place of fear for them, and the fact that they don't really know much about it, so they're always trying to avoid, you know, being around girls when they're on their periods. It's just always like. And then I feel like sometimes they can't even like grasp. They're still unable to grasp how someone. Did I say grasp?
Grasp.
Students of English. They are unable to grasp how one can bleed for 3 to 7 days. Jonathan, they still don't understand the whole logic behind it. And they don't understand so many things about it. So they'll rather just shy away and just be like, you're on your period, please. Don't come near me, or don't stay in my bed, or don't do this, don't do that, don't do that.
Don't stay in my bed. But then they're actually really cool guys. As I've met the bad ones, I have met the really good ones.
Definitely.
And okay, so there was a time I was having a moment with a guy. It was just a moment, which I'm not going to explain. And then it started. And then the guy was actually nice enough. He offered to even clean.
Let's say macho.
No, yes, like he was like, "What do you need? What do you want me to get for you?" Like, he was super caring.
Whoever you are, young man, you are husband material.
Yes,
we give you a round of applause.
We give it.
Please let's get serious. So we have to dive in. So today we're going to like talk about everything.
Yes, everything.
Okay, we definitely won't be able to talk about everything, but at least we'll try our best
to touch
the major things that you need to know, how to take care of yourself while you're on your period, how to dispose your pads properly.
Yes.
How to, you know, just how to just be clean and not smell. Because I've had people complain that, this person's on the period or on her period and she's smelling like fish. I don't know. Ugh.
And then we'll also be addressing late period or missed period, because sometimes girls actually freak out because they feel like, I had sex, but then it wasn't unprotected, but then my period is late. What's wrong with me?
I know there are even cycle apps.
Do you understand?
That you could use to track.
So we're going to touch every part so that has to do with menstruation. Well, some people actually wonder, like, why do girls have this stuff come out of them?
Good.
Like, why do girls menstruate? Like, why can't they just be like us and have...
Let me explain from the little biology.
Okay.
I know. I did biology in secondary school.
Okay.
So, it has to do with the breakdown of your walls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when as a girl and you're of age, your body is expecting you to get pregnant.
See, your body is
expecting, like, your womb, everything is already gathering, preparing, doing everything so that, fetus is coming.
No, that gets to my mind. You're ready to be invested.
Yeah. So your body is getting ready. So at that point, your body is waiting for you. And then it just comes to a certain point and it's like, I've not seen anything. What's going on? This girl is not ready to get pregnant.
Right.
So then it just breaks down the wall and then everything comes down as, you know, the flow of blood that you end up seeing.
Mm.
So that way it's like, it does it. It's a routine thing. It does it
every month.
And then there are different types of cycles. You know, everybody has different cycles. So, like, it does it based on your cycle and everything. That's like the easiest way I can break it, because I know use biology terms for people so that you not be confused.
So if you're wondering, like, okay, so white girls as a guy, mm-hmm. and then white girls have to menstruate every month, and that's what happens. Like the fact that she's not pregnant, the fact that the egg wasn't able to
be fertilized
with sperm. Or a sperm cell, yes.
Spermatozoa.
Yes, actually. But we're not doing biology here.
Okay.
So then it breaks down and comes out in form of blood. And then it takes between 5 to 7 days on the For most people, it takes 5 to 7 days for the
For some people, it's three to four days.
Five to seven days. Yes. Those very few ones you see three to four days. Yes. So, and then there is. So, well, let's talk about how to dispose your pads for the
ladies. Before we talk about disposing pads, you know, that one you'll have done it before you can dispose. Mm. Let's talk about what you do while you're on your period. Like, have your bath. How do you have your bath? How do you, like, wash? How many times a day do you change? Because there's some people that wear one pad throughout the day.
No, I don't understand. How do they do it?
And then there's some people that don't even have their bath twice.
How do they? No.
At least twice. No, you know, when you're on your period, okay, you go out during the day, you've already worn the first pad. If you are someone that doesn't have heavy flow, you might not necessarily need to change during, like at your workplace. Mm. You change when you get back. But there's some people that do not change.
No, I'm trying to understand, because this is like a new one. So you're saying some people wear pad, like I bathe in the morning and then all through, and then go to bed at night and still don't change.
It's possible. You'll be surprised.
No. How is that possible?
It's very possible.
Let me not say it's not possible. Then, to me, ladies should actually do better.
I feel like we should not just assume that it's not possible. I feel it's possible.
If you're in that position, if you do that, well, I think you're not doing right by yourself.
You should ensure
that your sanitary pads where you use, it shouldn't be more than 8 hours.
Yes. Even like from the always hours. Advanced, more, not they will tell more. You 8 hours.
Not more. It can be less depending on your flow, but it shouldn't be more than eight hours. Whether full or not, because this stuff, there's bacteria from the vagina. I don't want to go into all that stuff. And then you're giving them, there's good and there's bad bacteria. So we're not really going to go into that stuff. But then you're giving the bad ones space to grow. So it really isn't good enough for you. Please, you have to ensure that your sanitary pad is changed like every 8 hours. Like if you're saying, I don't have heavy flow, I don't have this, at least make sure you change your sanitary pad every 8 hours. And then speaking about hygiene when you're on, that's very, very essential.
Like, very important.
Because normally, if you take sugar a lot, if you're a lady that consumes sugar a lot, when you are on, it makes your menstrual flow smell. Yes.
Eh.
Yes, it does. If you take sugar a lot, it makes your menstrual flow smell.
I will check on it.
Yes. So if you actually do it and then you are not taking care of yourself. First is the blood coming out is disgusting. Yes.
My own blood.
It's
not disgusting, dear.
Well, if you think about
it. How would you say disgusting?
I find it irritating.
Ha.
Yes, it's coming out of my body, but then I've come to be at peace with it, but then
yes, now
a little bit,
time.
A little bit.
No, I understand what you mean, because you know sometimes when you're period, it's like you're not really comfortable.
Just not really comfortable. That's not the time I want to be at someone else's house. I want to be in my own space.
True.
Like I really want
true.
To
you're
just
not comfortable.
be on my own.
I won't necessarily say disgusting.
To me, I find it disgusting. Yeah, sometimes irritating. Just and so, I just try as much as possible to ensure that I'm like super clean during that period. Your clothes that you wear, they have to like be clean. And then your pants must be dry.
Yes.
So people that are fond of wearing wet pants.
Who wears wet pants? I'll be wearing damp pants. Why?
People that are fond of wearing, I know what I'm saying. People that are fond of wearing damp pants, it is not at that time that you're on.
Let me give you an advice. If when you're on your period, let me just have it. Maybe you should just use net pants.
Why?
So they will not have issue of damp pants now. So they cannot say, oh, my pants not dry. Net pants will dry fast. So it dries fast. If you're using net pants, it will dry faster than using cotton.
What if they wash it in the morning? Ah. And then they change the pants. I'm just saying anything is possible. But
please, well, if you're in that category, I don't mean to shame you. Contact me, I'll buy you pants. Like, I am dead serious right now. Madu, if you don't have pants, Madu, it's on me. I'll buy you pants.
Okay.
I'll buy you menstruation pants.
Okay. Yes, it's actually menstruation pants. So, yeah, she's offering to buy for as many
people. The millennial
people,
lady. As many people.
All right, moving on back to the topic. So we're talking about things. So there was this time I saw a post on someone's status, like, some girls can like to smell when they're on the period. You legit know they're on
heard,
and
I've
stuff.
That.
Okay,
I've
this is what
so.
You should do after your menstrual period. Put
I've
apple cider stuff. I'm not going to give that to you because it is crap.
Okay,
it only makes
one,
you won't have bacterial vaginosis, BV. Yes.
Wait,
it
I don't
only
understand.
Makes
put
you have
apple
it.
Cider where?
No. Put apple cider, put lemon, put
and
this
what?
Inside water and so on. Is it touching or whatever they call it? It is terrible.
Your
not
vagina
only gives
will,
you trash.
Your vagina will clean itself now.
No. This lady actually came on her status and started saying the rishi. I was like, yo, see, I have spoken with a doctor about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, this stuff you people do, you think you are making vagina smell fine, good for the eating and stuff?
I've actually heard that it's not good. It's not advisable. It's not.
I was speaking about bacteria in the vagina. There's good and there's bad ones.
Yes.
See, every time you use soap,
and it has to be balanced.
And sponge.
You need the balance.
Do you understand? You need the balance. Every time you put soap and sponge and you are like scrubbing it as if you are washing some paper. Anytime you are washing it like that. You are killing the good ones and giving the bad ones room to grow. So that's why people have, because people use soap and whatever to scrub.
No,
it is not. That
it's
is not
bad.
That
bad.
Water
bad.
Is enough to wash your vagina, sisters. Water is enough. Dear sisters and brothers, let the brothers tell the sisters they know.
I want to see why you're calling brothers into
let
this.
The brothers pass the message to the sisters that are not listening that please, auntie, do not use soap and sponge to
good.
Scrub your vagina. Please don't do that.
Sponge.
Water is enough. Yes. Okay, actually, this one is a grown-ass woman that actually told me that I used to use. I'm like, she said she has bow. So I was like, okay, what have you used?
Translation. She used to use soap and sponge to wash it.
But she has bow, so she was telling me that, do you know what I can use? Like, I've been having bow. Like my time, I'm like, so
that's
what do you
bad.
Use? I've been
that's
using
bad.
Soap and sponge to wash it. I think it's because it's not clean enough. So you use it. I'm like, no, you're doing everything wrong.
Yeah, some of these things people are very ignorant about them. That's one of the reasons why we're informing you guys. So you're welcome,
mm-hmm.
You're welcome because we're doing you guys a favor right now. We're informing you.
Then the kind of clothes that you wear, you might probably feel uncomfortable when you're on. Do you understand? So it's only advisable for you to at least put on comfortable
clothes. And I advise you not to wear bright colors when you're on your period.
Yeah.
Just on something neutral or dark so that just in case there's a shift in
your pad and there's a slight stain. You don't feel embarrassed or you feel self-conscious and then you start watching everything you do. Do you understand? You become uncomfortable during the day. And then moving on to,
how to dispose the sanitary. I've been waiting for this.
I've been waiting for it because I know.
She has stories to tell you people.
I know some people.
Before
that,
she starts, I want you all to know that her stories are based on
real life.
Apart from real life, they are backed up with myths. Don't let me say myths, because these things actually happen.
Okay.
They actually happen. You know, they are backed up with all these spiritual forces and stuff.
Because we are in Africa where we believe so much in the existence of the supernatural. Do you understand? So we can't actually throw it away.
You can't ignore these
things.
No,
we can't throw it away because these things actually happen. There is jazz. You remember I was saying, oh,
and even, you see, the thing about menstruation is that it's your blood, and even the Bible says that the life is in the blood. The blood is the life.
Okay,
you understand? So your life and your blood,
what,
they're like
what
this.
What part is that in the Bible?
That, I actually don't know, but it's actually in the Bible. No, for real, it's actually in the Bible.
Okay.
Your blood is actually your life. Like it's in the Bible.
Yeah, good.
But like your blood is very important. So it's like if you don't dispose your pad well, and someone gets hold of your blood, if you've watched Man Zion film, you know that your blood is important.
They are taking us to church. It's not yet Sunday. Hold on. All right. Okay, so I have this when I was young, and that was before I actually started menstruating, actually. So maybe that's why I've learned to always, because I'm a very carefree person, but when it comes to disposing my pad, I don't joke with it. And when it comes to discussing with people on how to dispose their pads, I don't joke with it because I have seen it. There's a lady, okay, I was still young. My mom's shop is inside the university, and then there's this student that is always coming to our shop, and then we realized that it got to a point that stomach started swelling. So at first we all thought maybe she's pregnant and stuff. She now said, then sometimes you see her stomach go down, her stomach will come up again. So she came to my mom and then they were discussing. I was just there sitting on my own as if I'm not doing me, I don't know what's going on. But then I was actually listening and it really got to me. So she said someone, okay, she has gone to the hospital, she has used different medications, it's not working, and that's because it is spiritual. Someone at the hostel picked up a sanitary pad. Probably the person who picked it probably did not pick it up
inside, because life, things are happening.
They have a personal beef with her. No, they picked it up because they felt like we need it and we need to do what we want to do with the sanitary pad. And then you know students, that they can be careful, they just throw it away. Like even when you go to the bathroom and you're coming out from the bathroom, you see people that will dump used pad with blood and stuff in it inside the waste bin, and I'm like, hey, yo, you guys don't know what you're joking with, because anybody can legit pick this thing, squeeze the blood, and do whatever they want to do with it. People, when they want to do evil, they don't care, they are not disgusted, they don't care, they can go to any length.
Any length.
I guess that's
any
what
length.
She did.
And like, even you know, from like stories you've heard, people want to be rich, rich quick syndrome.
Do you understand?
So they are going,
they don't care.
At all
people
length.
That eat feces,
you.
So they are the ones that cannot squeeze anything. No, like, you have to be careful for your own sake. So as soon as she started swelling, and they had to tell her to go to the spiritual way to solve it, because it is not something she can use modern medicine to solve. So I learned from that, like, you don't dispose your pad anyhow. So when I started menstruating, and I was like, okay, fine, which way? If I'm home, you burn it. But then you're not always at home. You're not always at your comfort zone. There's times when you probably travel and then you're on. How do you dispose it? Okay, the way I do is you don't flush it down the toilet because you don't want to block your toilet.
No, to block the toilet.
You don't want to do that because
the
nylon there will not decay.
Yeah, don't do that.
So you don't flush it down the toilet. But then the funniest thing is the tissue inside decays. So you can actually, find it irritating, it's from your body. The blood coming out of it is a part of you, or maybe was a part of you. So you can't really be irritated by it that much. Do you understand? So you have to probably, I tear it open, I flush the tissue inside because I'm certain it's going to decay. I rinse the nylon, and then I throw the nylon away. Easy that way. Everybody wins.
Or another method you can do is, instead of like tearing it open and all that, you can just wash it out. The blood will just come out. It's not hard. Just wash it out. Do as if you are washing clothes with your hand. Wash it out and blood will come out. And then the pad will just be looking like
empty.
Squeeze the hair empty, like nothing, and then you can just straight away. Just to be safe, because these streets,
it's still you.
These streets are not safe.
Get rich quick methods.
It's not as in a lot of things are happening. I know some people don't believe in these things. You know, there's some people that will say, these things are banned, so, but they are happening. That's just the truth. They are happening. Sometimes you might feel like, oh, I don't believe in it, it can't happen to me. Just be safe. Anything can happen to anybody. The people that evil things are happening to, it's not because they are bad people.
Nope, it's not.
It's just, you know, I don't know, they were unlucky or something. So, you know, just don't think that, oh, can never be me. It can be anybody. So let's just all be safe. Let's be wise out there, and, you know, let's take care of our blood. Blood is very important.
Yes.
Let's take care of our blood. Let's take care of ourselves also. Let's clean. Please change your pads regularly. If you use damp pads, please try and have menstruation pants. Please.
Yes.
And our advice is to use nets, like I said before, so that it will dry fast. You don't have a situation of, oh, my pants is still damp, or let me just wait, like that should be just pad, I'll just put it on top. No. Use
because
net pants.
Damp clothes smell. So you don't you want add to
blood again on
merge
top.
The two
you know
together.
The combo will not be good. See, no matter the body how spray. Strong your spray cologne or your perfume or whatever it is,
it cannot kill it. It will still be smelling.
Once
from
you
the
come
under.
In, they will just know you as a menstruation girl.
And then you
and it
will
be
around.
Nice. It will be nice.
You don't want that. You can't. You can't. You can't come to work looking all good and fresh, and then you walk past and like
blood.
And I like just imagine you're looking at a girl with your girl bag, your girl shoe, looking
all.
Smelling
your blood. It's not nice. It won't be
and
nice.
And then you now smell.
Konida.
No,
Konida.
No, no. And then it's not really your fault because you're on.
On. But then come on, people are on a daily basis now. Come on.
They don't smell. Nobody knows.
True.
You understand?
True.
Okay, then let's talk about how what to do and what not to do when your period is late.
Okay.
Sometimes that's like the real hustle for women. Having late period and then you know that you probably had sex in the month and then you're like, yo, what's wrong with me? Am I pregnant? And then you keep taking pregnancy test like every day or every night or every minute and then you're worried like, is it possible, am I pregnant and I don't know yet, and I get negative results, yet your period is late. I know how it feels. Do you understand?
Okay.
So I know it can really really be disturbing because you're like, maybe I should go to the hospital, maybe I'm using a fake PT strip, maybe I should do this, like you're thinking, and then when it finally comes you're like, thank God.
Do you
understand? Sometimes it is stress. There are so many reasons that cause the delay in your menstrual period. It could be that your cycle changed.
Yes,
it could be that you exposed yourself to a new kind of stress. Like maybe you usually wake up by 7 and then now you started waking up by 5. It could be because of that. Or then taking weed actually changes your menstrual cycle.
Really?
Yes. If you're an individual who consumes weed in any way, it might actually mess with your menstrual cycle. Or if you took a particular medication, do you understand? It might actually, like, there are so many
things that could cause that.
As long as you had protected sex, or even if it is unprotected sex, but then you took after, which I'm not advising, which is not good enough, but then that's not what we're talking about. But then you can actually take after sex pill. So, and then you're sure you've done all that, and then your period is late, you can just calm yourself down, because I know that if you're putting yourself under that tension is not a good kind of tension you really want to feel.
And it's not even going to change anything. The tension will not bring the blood or the period.
It won't bring it. Well, I think we've touched the major things. Ensure you're always clean when you're on. And please, ensure that you don't wash your vagina with soap and sponge. Wash it with water is fine. And then when you're on, it's advisable for you to take warm food items, stay away from cold drinks. Yes, take if you're taking anything, any drink, ensure everything you're taking is warm. If you're having a shower, have a warm shower. Stay away from cold stuff at that point because it's really not good for your body. So if you're, it helps the and then stay away from sugar. Well, some people really doesn't affect them.
At that point you'll be craving sugar.
Yes, but then you are craving, but then your body really doesn't want it at that point. But we always want what we shouldn't have. That's like the human way. So at that point you probably want it more, but for your own good and for your own sake, it's advisable for you to stay away.
If I heard that sugar doesn't even have anything to do with period pains.
Well, the way my body works is if I take sugar, I feel like I'm going to really talk about it in like a nasty way.
It's fine now. Let's
clots,
be clear with them.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. I feel like the blood that comes out at that point clots.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Because what I heard was that sugar doesn't really have anything to do with the pain.
No, I don't know. No, it's not the pain. It's because the I read an article a while. Like the part where the blood comes through is narrow, so it should normally just flow through. But then at that point where it clots, and then it's forcing its way through. For me, it's every time I take sugar, it clots. So I think in my own explanation, if the sugar makes it clot that way, do you understand? So that's why it's trying to force its way throughout. So the minute it comes out, you're like, you feel like something actually came out of me. And then, because
I get you. Okay, I think that explanation works better.
Well, no. That's based on what I've experienced, not based on anything that's been proven or anything. It's just based on my own experience. And Sexta, what else haven't we talked about?
I think that's it. That's it. If you guys have any like thing to say concerning this topic, you can always go on any Jamit platform on social media.
Having sex during period. Yes, is it
the
safe?
The topic is menstrual hygiene and...
No, yes, it's still menstrual hygiene. It's still everything about menstruation. Well, to me, I think it's really nasty. But then some people enjoy it.
I feel it's a personal thing, no?
It's not something like thing. Personally, I think it's really nasty.
Some people prefer it.
But then if it's good for you, if you think that's what you want to do...
Some people say that...
They don't get pregnant.
Not even about getting pregnant. It's not about getting pregnant, about the pain. Like, isn't the menstrual pain itself.
Okay, so there was a guy that told me to masturbate that it would help me reduce my pain. I didn't try it because I'm like, yo, guy, what are you telling me? I told you I'm having cramps.
I've come across an article that says that, okay, yes, like, it's pro for the guy's point, because they're like, maybe that's why people have period sex or like orgasm, basically. Like, orgasm is this thing. That was like what the article claimed.
No, I don't know. We're just having a conversation here. Yeah. We're not saying this is what you should do, this is not what you should do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I think that's what we're done for the show today.
It was amazing.
So, it has been good.
Yes.
Y'all should follow.
We cannot go yet. Luau. There's something I just remembered. This one is a very critical one. Please, and this is our brothers. That's because when ladies are on, it is very, very possible that their emotion is everywhere. Okay. Like, yeah, it's flying around. So please try and understand if she's touchy at that point, because she's going through a lot within, and then she needs to be pampered and taken care of. Not like you're going to say, okay, day your day. You're experiencing your time of the month again.
Oh no.
At that point, she actually needs you to be soft and gentle with her, because it is a lot we're going through. You people don't know what's up with us, but then we're going through a lot, and then it will actually be the least you can do for us at that point is just to show us some love, show us affection, buy us cool gift, and not just run away and say, okay, stay away. I'm staying away from the blood. No, you're actually not helping us out. So at that point where ladies are on, their emotions are probably everywhere, they are probably angry and really touchy, you can actually just be there for us and be a source of comfort to us. Yes, so that's what I remember, and I know it's very crucial because our brothers are listening. Okay, all right, so that's a wrap on this show. We had a great time.
Yes, follow Jamit FM on all platforms.
Yay.
Every single platform.
Every single platform.
I know you are on every platform.
Jamit. J-A-M-I-T.
Jam. It's Jamit.
Yes, as a word.
Yeah.
So just type it in on Instagram, type it in on Twitter, Facebook.
Everywhere.
We are there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to get more of our content, you can always follow us on every social media page as 10 years set.
Yes.
And
bye-bye.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
The Millennial Lady Podcast was produced and edited by Stanley Egbadigo, scripted by Abigail Adetoyinbo and Tani Olubode. This is a Jammy production, home of African podcast.